You know, I think that one of the defining benefits and the big class distinction between us and other providers in the marketplace is our relationship with rapid response monitoring. And I want you to know they service 1,500 companies. Only about 4% of those do any medical alert. Nobody does the high-end work, the high-end technology work. Nobody has invested over $20 million in clinical research, developing cutting-edge automated home care technologies to transform private duty home care, to be able to do automated virtual caregiver examinations and assessments and all of this stuff that we do. We do some really amazing things as you learn about our ProHealth leading into our Addison Care system, the things that we've done in partnership with AWS, with Amazon. You're really going to see we spare no expense to bring the highest quality experience to our partners and our users, our clients. And so one of the things that we have to have in place, bar none, is the most advanced, reliable, and best-trained staff in automation in the emergency response monitoring facility. So I have been working with rapid response since the end of the 90s. This is not our first rodeo together. We've done some extraordinary things in the security industry. And the first deal we did together required that they put many millions of dollars in infrastructure upgrades into their facility. And in this deal that we started in 2009, building off a footprint that was dedicated to health and wellness and automated home care, they made some of the biggest investments they've ever made before. So you have to know who's in the seat and what makes it different than what else is out there. I have been with 35 years in the monitoring and security industry. I have been partnered with the biggest monitoring companies that have ever graced the industry. I have walked in and out of the facilities, and I have seen stuff that looks great on the outside and sometimes looks great on the inside. And sometimes the staff is the breakdown. Sometimes the redundancy is the breakdown. Sometimes it's the training that's the breakdown. When Rapid and I met, we talked about the traditional industry. We talked about call centers that are hiring people out of high school looking for a minimum wage call center job, how they go through 20 or 30 hours of training, and suddenly they're on the phone dealing with everything from, you know, alarms and high rises and fire systems 1 minute to a liquor store holdup button being pushed in LA the next minute to somebody's feeding tube coming out, to somebody who thinks their husband's having a stroke, to somebody else that has a false alarm for a residential burglary system in New York. I mean, it's all across the board. And one of the things that we discussed was that the operators in the traditional industry do not have the discernment and the level of understanding and skill to deal with these kinds of clients. And you know how the aging client is, right? I mean, sometimes they're reluctant to reach out, so we do a lot of things to encourage them to reach out and privately connect for a consultation so we can get into that early intervention engagement with them. But a lot of times they'll press a button, make a connection, and when the voice comes up on the other line, they start wanting to backpedal. They start second guessing. Maybe I'm overreacting. They don't want to be embarrassed. And so you need somebody that understands the nuances of dealing with people that are medicated, that are unsure, that are insecure, that are frightened, that are battling with illnesses, that are going through complex recoveries, that might be suffering a lot of pain, that might be dealing with complicated equipment. And so you can't just be like the other companies working off of some cue cards. So here's the difference. Let me give you now a short explanation and illustration of what we have in infrastructure. One, Rapid has expanded from 35 in Syracuse, New York, so we're not, you know, in another country. We have well-trained operators that are in a facility that's gone from 35 to 75,000 square feet. And this facility is also housing an area, it's about 5,000 square feet, that's filled with United States Department of Defense personnel monitoring these high risk and classified installations. So you have unbelievable redundancy, automation, incredible staff training. You can't even apply for a job at the monitoring facility if you don't have a 2-year college degree or equivalent military service. You go through a very lengthy and complex evaluation and interview process before you really get into the candidacy for the job position. You go through months and months and months of training that are just dimensions beyond traditional alarm operator training in HR and automation and basic medical dispatch. As a matter of fact, there are staff members that have been that are placed on staff that have gone all the way through Class B EMT training. Now that means people that understand patient assessment, patient communication, pharmacology, allergies, patient extrication, multiple patient extrication, the difference between adult and pediatric patients, traumas to the head and neck and abdomen and chest and spine, people that understand hemodialysis equipment or oxygen equipment and the things that are in the homes. So, I mean, they just have this incredible array of skill set and understanding. And it's not that they're there to give this extended medical advice. Look, they're responding many times to emergencies, and they need to make sure that they can identify something that would slip through the cracks with a less skilled operator. So if there's an obstetrical emergency, a gynecological emergency, and a whole suite of other things, you know, they're trained in airway management, cardiovascular systems. They hear the cues and they know the questions to ask to better qualify the situation. Now, it's not just this great class of operator that's in the facility with exceptional management, ongoing training. Most of these people have been trained 6 to 8 months before they're taking the phones when they're in the life safety division of rapid response. But you look at the facility itself, every license plate or car moving through the lot is, you know, tracked on video and stored in immense storage systems. They have RAID level 10 quadruple redundancy on all of their automation systems. They have about 5,000 square feet of air and water cooled battery backup. So in a brownout, you know, the systems don't go down at the facility. There's multiple utility feeds, copper and fiber, feeding the building for telecommunications and power. So if a city project is digging into the street and accidentally severs a utility feed that knocks out 3 blocks of businesses and their power and telecom, it doesn't knock down rapid response because they have multiple utility feeds. Then they have wireless, ground-based communications. They have the air and water-cooled battery backup. They have multiple 1,200 horsepower twin turbocharged Caterpillar diesel generators on multiple 2,400 gallon fuel tanks, and everything happening, all of the transactions of data in communications in that facility are being mirrored with another facility on the West Coast in Corona, California. So you've got dual facilities, both with quadruple redundancy and the best trained operators in the business. And what does that mean? It means the most reliable, rock-solid, incredible experience for our end users. You say, well, aren't there other people using rapid response? Their systems are not plumbed in together. They are not monitoring the volume of different data points for individual patients and providing this illustration of amazing benefits that are being implemented for these clients. And they're not providing stay-on-the-line service where somebody is in communication, continuing to assess, reassuring the user until somebody's actually kneeling at their side. There are a lot of things that we've done investing in each other to create a unique, one-of-a-kind experience. And when you work with electronic caregiver, you get that one-of-one offer to the marketplace. And you're going to love it.